Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and as most of you probably saw, the topic today is TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, is not, and I repeat, not the same as running a full-blown cycle. But before we get into that, I just want to thank everybody for all of the support, all of the comments. I just cannot thank you enough. It's going a million miles to help the channel to grow. If you haven't yet, like, share, subscribe, comment. Any interaction that you have with the channel helps the channel to grow, and that allows me to produce more and more of this amazingly wonderful content for you each and every day. Okay, so this topic is one that I should have done a long time ago, and I'm going to tell you kind of why I'm doing this today. I do a lot of watching of news-related content, and kind of, especially when something's in the news that can be a little polarizing or something fitness-related. I'm not a politician. I don't like to discuss politics, but one of the reasons that this topic came to mind and why I put so much effort into looking into this more now is because I was immediately drawn on Twitter to seeing this discussion about the presidential candidate Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, that's going to apparently run for president or attempt to, and the discussion about him using TRT and this total misconception and spewing of lies by the media that we all deal with constantly, no matter with what, but especially when it comes to politic type of things, and their misrepresentation and reprehensible lies about the use of TRT in comparison to actually using steroids. And then, which is something I generally do not do because of the absolute idiocy and toxicity and the brain cell power of lack luster thereof that is what we call Twitter users that seemingly know everything but don't know shit, making their stupid comments about him being a juicer and being this and being that. Let's base the facts here. Let's leave all of the bullshit, all of the motives, all of the political shit off the table, and let's do something new here. That I say new for like media types and propaganda spewing fucking pieces of shit, and let's discuss the reality of the difference between TRT and running a cycle. Look, as I've covered several times, and many of you are aware, as you age as a male, a true male, your testosterone will naturally decline. Especially once you hit the age of 30 or above. It's going to be far worse on some than others. And, you know, for some that didn't use steroids, chances are, unless you have a severe hypogonadal condition for a multitude of reasons that could be factored around your diet, your lifestyle, or just your general body makeup. Most people won't experience it like a steroid user would, but some would. But when you start to especially get into your 50s and 60s, you're going to notice a more steeper decline. It's inevitable. It just won't hit some as worse as it will with others. And some people don't experience the type of lifestyle side effects that others do. But let's break this down in reality. In severe instances of low testosterone, to the extreme, it could be fatal, meaning it could fucking kill you. And let's just say it's not that extent, but it's still something that's pretty severe and tough. Quality of life will drastically lower. And I've talked about the side effects of a man struggling from low testosterone, which, you know, ranges from depression to the lack of ability to lose weight, a lot of extra fat gain, a loss of libido, the inability to add lean muscle. A lot of people will suffer brain fog or have a lack of focus. They'll be sluggish, tired, no energy. There's a very long list. Now, some people think as they get older or they get stressed just because they're tired or something that, oh, I need TRT. Now, that's another bunch of bullshit, but that's an entirely different topic. But if you go get blood work done and your quality of life's low and you've got all these side effects and you see you've got low testosterone levels and you need treatment to improve your quality of life, then that's where TRT comes in. There are people that abuse TRT. I've talked about what's the difference between TRT and blasting and cruising. I've covered every single topic to do with TRT. But right now, somebody that's using just TRT is not using steroids. They're not cycling steroids. You're not going to get, and I did a video specifically called, "Does TRT Get You Jacked?" No, it does not. Now, the use of TRT in the proper way is going to give you the ability, which I just discussed, to actually lose weight, to build muscle. Some people are going to respond a lot better to it than others. But a lot of the reasons why, as you get older, that you find that you don't have the ability to do this and that, it's because of low testosterone. Using testosterone at a recommended medical therapeutic dose is not even remotely in the same sentence as running a cycle of steroids. Running a cycle of steroids, let's all keep it real, is dangerous to your health. Now, you can mitigate that and you can keep it to a minimum, but cycling steroids using abnormal amounts, you know, putting exogenous testosterone into your system and allowing your system to get to levels over the, you know, in the thousands and things, that's not healthy to walk around with on a day-to-day basis. It's not. I don't care what anybody says, it's not. It shaved years off of your life. It's not safe and it's not healthy. Okay? But using TRT at a standard proper dose that puts you within the right recommended levels of where it is to be a healthy male is in no way, shape, or form the same as running a fucking cycle. And I'm sorry I'm getting fired up, but the reason that I'm getting fired up is because of all of the nonsensical, idiotic, brainless, propagandist, the different types of message conveyance that I saw spewed and that I see continue to be spewed simply because you don't like a candidate. You want to bash somebody. You want to repeat and parrot something that you have no concept about. You know, everybody online tends to be an online doctor all of a sudden, or an online lawyer, or an online physician, nutritionist, by simply reading things or filling themselves full of nonsense that they read everywhere, which couldn't be further from the truth. And I try, as I've gotten older, to be a lot more cool about the messages that I convey, the way that they're delivered, not be lecturing and things like that. But something like this is ridiculous. It really is. There's no room for politics in everything that goes on. There's no room for media lies, for whatever their motive is, which seems to be the standard of practice anymore. So it's important to do your research and to understand the differences here. In no way are these the same. Okay? This is called improving your quality of life and treating a medical condition that is a reality. And the especially as time has gone on now, there's more education. There's more doctors that are strictly behind this that understand the severity. Now, there are scammers. There are fake anti-aging clinics. There's bad doctors that don't know what they're talking about that will prescribe anything. These are all true as well. But we're just focusing on the right here and the standard and what goes along with proper health and quality of life. And so I just want everybody to understand the difference, not fall into this nonsense that you read and you hear, not get into politics, because there's no room for that in anything and it's so unnecessary. Go by the facts, go by the people that you trust, and go by the things that are reality and that you understand, okay? When things start not making sense and you can see that there's motives there, then you know immediately, turn and run and go get the proper information. So I will leave it at that. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.